good? Are we good?
Say we back at it.
We back at it. Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head up in here. That's when you say West Coast. Come on, now. You falling off your West Coast-ish right now.
I'm not falling off my West Coast shit.
You actually in overdrive at your West Coast shit. He'll say it in comments, videos, songs.
I got Lupe saying it.
Everybody's saying West Coast. Thank you to DJ Head for sparking that up. Shout to the homegirl, Debbie Brown. I was going to say Debbie
Dev.
Dev in my head. But Debbie Brown, man, she's going to be back in L.A. pretty soon for her Crystal Bliss tour. I want to say album, but she's not dropping an album. It feels like she's dropping an album. She's got a book out there, Crystal Bliss. Going to check it out. It's available right now. She'll be out here in L.A. She just did her book signing in New York.
Yeah. Man, she was out there fraternizing amongst the East Coast people.
Yeah, that's the homies.
And I feel kind of, I don't know how I feel about that. I might
West Coast? You think she's going to start here
first?
Because
she didn't do no shit like that out here for us.
She's doing it.
Oh,
when? That's what I'm just saying. She's coming to, you didn't hear what I just said.
Oh, you said she's coming to L.A. She's doing a book signing, but I didn't put two and two together when you said that.
How do you not put two and two together when I said she's coming to L.A. doing a book signing, but she was in New York?
I feel a kind of way when she was in New York and she ain't coming and fucking with West Coast. Hey, look. Y'all don't love us.
Yes. You will. Hey.
Y'all don't love us.
I'm going to tell you the love is not lost, but the love is definitely out the window at this point to the Dodgers, man.
Hey.
Damn.
Listen, let me tell you something real quick. Bruh. The homie J9 that worked with us at iHeartMedia at Real 92.3, the homie J9 didn't even come to work on time today.
I can see that.
Hey, he was hurt,
bruh.
He was so hurt by the Dodgers. And don't get me wrong. I'm LA to the death. I got on the LA hat right now. You know what I'm saying?
West Coast.
I got three LA hats in my truck just in case one gets soiled. But the thing about it is, you know, you take your L and you go regroup.
Yeah, but not at home like that, man.
Game seven.
Game seven.
Listen, let me tell you.
They
something.
Came back. You know what I'm saying? Like I think what would hurt the most is the fact that everybody knows they should have won. Was it game five? That long ass game was it game five? Okay, everybody's agreeing with me. I don't know if they really... No, it was game five? Okay, just making sure. Lupe like, yeah, motherfucker. Alex like, yeah, motherfucker. It's game five. Where they went, damn near, was it 10 innings? Damn near 11? It was a long-ass game.
It was a long-ass game.
And they should have won that game, but they didn't.
No, I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is, if you play a game, you're playing any sport...
Of course, you're going to lose.
You're going to lose.
Of course.
So,
you get that.
I'm not trying to be like, oh, I'm not trying to be that anti-guy or nothing. I'm just saying, when you take an L, you take your L, you go to the crib, you regroup.
Yeah, that's but you it. Don't... You don't. You know, what I'm saying is that you don't do that happily. So, hence why J9 is not coming in like, hey, guys!
Nah, he was
exactly.
Hurt.
Everybody feel a certain way. You know
and
what I'm saying?
And I think the diehard Dodger fans, because I talked to a lot of them today when I was working in the morning show, the diehard Dodger fans really thought that this was the one.
Yeah.
And you know, hey, shout out to the homies that was hating on the Dodgers, because there was some people that called in to the radio station today, and they was like, woo! Go Astros! It was like some bullshit.
I mean, you got a lot of people that's in LA that don't fuck with the Dodgers like that, too. It's not a lot, but there's some people out there that don't fuck with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Who? Schoolboy Q. He posted a whole thing on his Instagram.
I never understood that, because Schoolboy Q and the homie Louis G from Big Boys Neighborhood, they are like diehard, like Angel fans.
Right.
And I noticed that, like, because he represents the OC.
Right.
So they're diehard, like, opposite of what's traditional LA. So the Clipper fans, Angel fans, Anaheim Duck fans and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, that shit is weird to me. Because I'm a Laker. I'm a Dodger.
Of course. But you know what? You do have those people that are just anti what's popular. You know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
You got people that's just anti-Kobe. They might fuck with the Lakers, but they just fucking anti-Kobe.
True.
Or whoever. Like, they're pro-Clippers because Clippers are the underdog.
True.
So I get that. I understand that.
Yeah.
It's just like, damn, because, and I'm not sitting here professing to be this big baseball fan. I'm not going to even lie. I'm one of the bandwagon fans y'all talking about. I fuck with the Dodgers, but I'm not going to be the one that followed baseball like that, right? But somebody put it on Twitter, so it makes most sense. Somebody that is a diehard fan pretty much said, was like, matter of fact, it was Dwayne.
Who the fuck
old,
is Dwayne?
Old intern, right? He used to do the film with us, him.
Oh, Mark. Dwayne.
He's a big Dodger fan, and he said, yo, true fan, or people that are saying, hey, that'll be next year, there'll be next year, they don't know baseball, because this shit just doesn't happen.
Oh,
like
no,
that.
You don't, Ned, you don't go to the World Series like that. Listen, let me tell you something. Baseball is something that I would never want to play. And not necessarily for the money, but because they just, and when you play in the Major League Baseball, you play so many fucking games.
It's a lot. I think it's like 90 plus 100. It's a lot. It's a lot of games.
You play all these goddamn games just to get to the World Series, and then you got to play 7 games, and if you lose, you probably ain't going back.
Correct me if I'm wrong. They make more money, though.
They make hella more money.
I mean, yeah, you might chalk that shit up.
Yeah, but, you know.
And it's not a hard contact sport. It's not like soccer where you're running up and down the fucking court all day. It's not like basketball where you're doing that as well. Like, so I get it. I'd play more games if I'm making more money.
I get you, but they just play too many goddamn games for me. They play every other day. Every other day.
What you got to do?
You ain't got shit to do. I got shit to do.
But go to the radio station. And scream West Coast.
On some real shit. If you making, let's say, one of them A-Rod contracts, which is like a ridiculous amount of money. I don't even know. I remember. I just remember it was stupid.
Might Google that.
Like $300 million or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Say you're making $300 million. Now, what's the difference between what can you buy with $300 million that I can't buy with $75 million?
It don't matter.
If I'm making $75 million, I'm good. Bruh. I don't need the $300 million.
I'm pretty sure he can tell you what it is.
To play all them goddamn games.
Bruh. Okay. Put it in perspective this way. They're doing something that they love to do. So
yeah, because I would talk on the radio.
Exactly. You would talk on the radio. Let's just say you get maxed out for a contract, but you had to work the morning show.
Not
right?
Working at iHeart, I'm
but,
not.
But
West Coast.
Hey, but you. Let's say you got to work. That's the same thing with radio. Morning show gets more money, but they got to get up early.
Yeah.
You got certain sacrifices you got to make in order to
I feel you.
Get that guap. But you just not trying to
I'm not
work all them games.
No, I'm not fucking with it. I would play, let me see, what sport would I play? If you could play any sport, what would you play?
Damn, I don't want to say, I'm going to sound black.
Basketball.
Of course.
Of course, you fucking coon.
Yeah, of course. That's you, basketball, why not?
You fucking basketball.
Now, I mean, after we talk about it, I say baseball, because they make a lot of money and you ain't got to play that much. And if you one of those players, like some players don't even get a chance, I'll be like one of those either backup pitchers or some shit that don't require me to be in
backup.
Yeah. Don't put me in first. Let's put me in if you need me at the very end or some shit.
Yeah, I would probably, I don't know, I wouldn't fuck with that shit. But anyway.
What would you, what sport would you play?
What sport would I play? I'd probably be in the E-League.
What?
You never heard of E-League? Electronic
basketball.
Sports.
Wait, what? No, I'm thinking you're talking about some.
It's these niggas.
Because there is an E-League. There's an entertainment league for basketball.
No, I'm talking about the E-League. The E-League.
Video
online
game.
Online gaming.
Okay.
They make hella money.
But which one would you specialize in? Like, do you in those leagues, do you have to specialize in a particular game?
No, you can play, like, some people cross sports.
Okay.
So, like Michael Jordan of the E-League. So, gotcha. you could play baseball and you could play 2K. It just depends.
What would be your shit, though?
I don't know.
Right, you got to get your shit.
Probably a shooter or something. Call of Duty or something. West Coast.
Man, I never got into that. It's going to sound hella old. The last computer game or online, that it was on a computer that I played that was
Oregon Trail?
Nah, my nigga. Duke Nukem. Remember Duke Nukem?
You played.
Yes.
That's the last game you played? It was Duke Nukem?
That's not the last game I played, but the last game I was into like that, yeah. Oh shit, Duke Nukem.
Hey, Chuck, old as fuck.
And it wasn't even like the new version. It was like the 1996 version. The shit was even, it was hella pixelated.
Came out before the Sega Genesis.
Probably the same year. Probably the same year.
You old as
fuck. I was
fuck.
On some old shit for sure.
But yeah, I also want to shout out to Beyonce and everybody else that's in the fucking... you know what this new Lion King movie is like? This new Lion King movie is just like... fucking a DJ Khaled record. Everybody in that motherfucker. That shit's hella funny.
They got a lot of, the funny part about that shit is I didn't even realize that I was telling Tosh this, I was telling my wife this other day, like, I saw the flyer.
Yeah.
I saw everybody on. I was like, oh, damn.
Hey, Donald Glover. You want to know some other shit? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was like, Childish Gambino's on there. Key from Key and Peele. And I think I forgot what's his name. The one dude, I can't think, well, his name is, I'm not gonna fuck it up.
You gonna fuck his
I'm
name.
I'm gonna fuck his name up. But I've seen him in. And I'm gonna fuck his name. I'm gonna fuck his whole shit up. And James Earl Jones, obviously, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know Beyonce was on there until I seen somebody else post some shit and was like a super Beyonce fan. I'm like, why the fuck are they excited about Beyonce, about Lion King? And I saw that she was gonna be on there.
Hey, let me tell you this. We'll bring you in TC right now. But this, I'm gonna tell you some nigga shit. This is some nigga shit.
You are a nigga, but
this
go
is
ahead.
Some nigga shit.
And Seth Rogen's in that shit too. Sorry.
The new Lion King movie is being produced.
It's not a movie. It's a play.
It's a play. Sorry. Okay. The new Lion King reincarnation is being put together by some black folks. Why? Because, first of all, look at the cast. Second of all, they dropped a flyer.
Like it's a mixtape.
Yeah, like it's a fucking mixtape. Hey, everybody else,
coming 2019.
Everybody else, they put out, they do a press release. It'd be on New York Times, E Weekly, TMZ. They put out a flyer. Like,
hey,
yeah.
Hey,
this
but
shit
look.
Going up. But this Friday night. This, hey, ladies free before 10.
What if. Check this crazy. Out. What if. This would be some fuck shit. Now, what if they do all this promo for it, right? And Beyonce get pregnant again?
Oh, that's that bullshit.
That shit's gonna fuck everything up. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like that. What? That'd be some funny shit. Like, what if she said, "Oh my bad, y'all, I can't do this shit again," and you know, get all the people's hopes. Their
isn't
hopes
she
up.
Going? Isn't she performing at Coachella this year to make up for?
So how's she going? Oh, this year.
Wait, no, Coachella. Next year. Coachella's 2018.
Okay. See, she got until summer of 2019 to get her shit right. All right. So, my bad. I was looking at Lupe's picture. I shouldn't have swiped left too many times. Fucked up.
Let's bring in the homies.
Hey, what was you following?
Huh?
What was you following?
I was a referee.
Wasn't you that last year?
No, I was that 2 years ago.
Oh, you need just to recycle your shit.
Yeah, I don't let me. Oh, I do want to talk about that. I hate Halloween. I don't like nothing about it.
Why?
I posted on my Instagram at DJHED if you want to check it out. To homie TC the Logan's in.
Yes,
go ahead,
indeed.
Have a seat, bro. No, the reason why I don't like Halloween is because it's always just some bullshit. Everybody pretending to be somebody they not.
Okay.
You got to dress up. It's clowns everywhere. I don't like clowns. I don't like pretending to be somebody I'm not.
So it's no point in you doing
it. It's no point in me fucking with Halloween. And I don't like anything paranormal. I don't fuck with none of that shit.
Oh, so you're not the one that's going to be looking at like the
paranormal activity,
alien movies, all that shit,
ghosts,
oh, you
and poltergeist,
I'm into all that shit. I'm into all that shit.
I don't fuck with nothing I can't shoot at.
What?
If you can't shoot at ghosts, nigga, you gotta like if it's Freddy Jason, that's a physical person. We can get down. You know, I might lose the fade, but
at least
you're
trying.
A ghost? What you gonna do?
Yeah, you gonna take that L.
You gotta take your L. I'm not fucking with.
Well, like you said, take your L. Like you talk about the Dodgers, just take your L.
Or I could just not fuck with ghosts.
You could, but hey, how you gonna not fuck with ghosts? And ghosts can be anywhere.
Then I let them know. I had an encounter with a ghost before.
Bullshit.
For real, it was smarts.
Get the fuck out of here.
I never told you about that.
No,
the homie, one of our homies that passed away. Rest in peace.
The guy that introduced me to this fool. Wow.
He came. He passed away in his sleep. Rest in peace. And he came to see me. I knew it was him.
How soon after?
About 2 weeks after. He came to see me at the crib in Bellflower, and he was in my doorway, and I knew it was him, and I could feel his energy, and I knew it was him and everything. I said, look, I saw the shit in my doorway, and I looked away to the wall. I said, look, bro, you got to get the fuck up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to get the reaction you're looking for fucking with me right now. I can't handle it. I'm going to lose my shit. Get the you got to roll.
You got to run.
You got to get up out of here. Straight
God,
up.
God, man. Look, TC the Logan.
TC. Hey, I know you walked into some bullshit.
Right, yeah. Hold on.
Do you fuck with ghosts and shit?
I love ghosts.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. See? What did you do for Halloween?
I was with my girl.
Hey, he's going to go for it. Then he's like, I got to live here. You don't. Hey,
we just went to Maestro's, some regular Mackin.
Dope. That's
you don't
up.
Do you dress up for Halloween?
Nah,
and shit?
I don't do none of that.
Yeah, leave all that shit alone. So you in agreement with him? Like you don't fuck with that shit like that?
Yeah, I don't really dress up and then. I mean, I go to the Halloween parties and shit.
You're not gonna actively party. Like if there's a costume party or anything, then you're not fucking with it like that.
I mean,
I'll go, but
I'm not about to dress up and then.
When's the last time you dressed up for Halloween?
It was last year, but it was kind of just me being me.
Okay.
Nah, because it was kind of just me being me at the same time. Like, I wore my regular shit. I just unbuttoned my shit so I look like a cholo.
Oh, okay.
Type shit. Yeah, see, the thing about Halloween, when you love being you, I don't want to be nobody else. I like being me. I don't want to be nobody else. I'm cool. So, same shit,
yeah,
right?
It is, man.
I mean, yeah, that's life. I just figured that, man. You a Dodgers fan?
Of course.
We were talking about this before you walked in here, man. How'd you feel about that L that they took?
My stomach hurt, like, literally, like, shit was flipping.
He's saying Dodgers fans should stop tripping. Just take that L and be done.
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, we got no choice.
Yeah, ain't nothing to do.
I'm just saying, say you take a fade and you lose.
Yeah.
What you going to do? Keep fighting? Like, take the L, go regroup. You know what I'm saying? You might come back with the homies. Whatever you got to do, but just do what you got
to
do.
Oh, my God.
Live to fight another day.
Yeah, man. Live to fight another day, man.
Yeah.
Man, dog. So, man, we appreciate you being up in here hanging
out. Appreciate y'all having me.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. One time, man, got this new album that's out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, talk
about
too.
Talk about that, man. What's the motivation going into this?
First of all, it's out right now. Yeah. Apple Music, Spotify.
Grab that, support that.
Yeah. All them major platforms, SoundCloud, Tidal. Yeah, so go get that. Yeah, so go get that. Oh, no. I gotta see.
on the way. But I'm always interested in hearing the artist's perspective as to why continue the series. Like, I mean, you could have went in different directions, named it something else, but what was it, the continual legacy with this one from the one? Because
when I did the first one, I already told myself I was gonna do two of them.
Okay.
So it was already
planned out way.
It was already set. Yeah. Gotcha. So that's why it just came easier like that. So
gotcha.
Now, what's dope is because I was there. How long ago was that? We was in. That was a year ago.
Probably.
We was in the studio a year ago, and he been working on this project forever. That's how I know you was going hard, because I remember when you played me the Crippin song before Vince was on it, and I'm listening to this shit. I'm like, oh, this shit is hard. Yeah.
He don't like shit too. He weird.
No, he know that. Yeah, because
he critiqued it.
I always keep it real. Yeah. That's one thing everybody know about me. But
he actually helped me on a lot of other tracks that I did after that.
So, like, the thing, what I appreciate, though, like, because a lot of the young dudes, like, they don't really take that well. Like, when you be in the studio and we be rocking, like, hey, head, come to the studio. Like, pull up. I was talking to OT today, Genesis, and he was like, come to the studio. I'm like, you think all your shit hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just one of those things, but it's dope that you could take that and be like, oh yeah, for sure. Like when we was talking about it, he was like, oh yeah, I can hear that. Oh, oh yeah, that sounds like a good It ain't like a thing where like, nigga, I know what I'm doing, fall back, you old nigga. Like, it ain't none of that shit. It's just more like, okay, for sure. Like, I appreciate that.
Yeah. But why is that though, man? What is it? Because I'm always into the psyche of a person. Like, for you, what is it, that moment when you say you can actually take that advice and be like, all right, I hear what you're saying, and apply that?
First of all, because mainly because I'm older now. You feel me? Like, if Head was talking to like the 22-year-old,
you would have been like, it'd been
different.
Nigga. Yeah.
See, a lot of the other cats, they're younger. You feel me? I'm an 80s baby. Yeah, straight up. So that's probably the main reason right there.
Yeah.
Just from learning experience.
And then I also see you out here traveling the world. Oh, yeah, that's an experience that I wish that everybody could have, because I got to do that. Like, I got to go here and go there, and I got to travel around the United States and see everything. Don't you think that, because I could tell in this project, because I listened to the whole thing, and let me tell you, it's hard.
Appreciate
it. I would tell you if it was whack. Yeah. I came in here, I told them, I was like, this shit actually cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I was afraid. Like, I was like, oh, shit. Because a lot of these songs I hadn't heard. Like, well, you switched up a lot of
whole grip of them.
A lot of them. But it's for the better.
Yep.
And so, like, the thing is, do you think that from in this project, your music is changed because you got to see so much?
Of course. Yep.
It's not limited to just, this, you know, just mid shit or, you know what I mean? Like,
going to Dubai, Italy, and, you know, all type of shit. Yeah, you know, all that's in there incorporated. So, yeah, that helped a whole lot, too. And just plus me just growing, like I said, and just getting better and taking advice, you know, just having to soak all in.
So what is for the folks that don't know, don't understand the movement, what is Realness Over Millions for you? What does that mean?
Realness Over Millions is something Big TC and Lil D-Log, which is here right now, always preach, and it always just stuck with me. It's just, you know, just keeping it real with yourself and with the people around you. You know, don't sell your soul, don't kiss no ass, and it's Realness Over Millions.
Damn, that's crazy how, like, you can have people that's around you and still give you that influence, and kind of you can still apply that no matter where you are in your career. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of people that get around people, right? They get on, and then they forget the people that's the most important that got them to that level first. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I always think that's some bullshit, because it's like, damn, these are the people that kind of helped you get to where you're at right now. Why not still apply that same knowledge and, you know what I'm saying, move them around with you and shit? No, that's dope.
Do you think that, like, being around people who are already successful, because you around a lot of motherfuckers that got a lot of shit going on. Do you think that helps you or hurts you? Like, in the long, because you get advantages, but then, so you don't necessarily have to do stuff that other people have to do if they weren't in that position.
Yeah, I feel you. So, I mean, it's a blessing.
It's a blessing, yeah. But do you think that, like, it? Do you capitalize on the advantage?
Yes, I think I do.
Like, why not? Like,
because I mean, I do, because I'm also a great individual artist. I mean, I'm like, everything I do is me. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's like, I can see if I was whack or something, and then
you
just
to rely
like,
on that.
Yeah,
shit,
I gotta rely. Like, I don't have to rely on them. Like, if you ask me, you feel me? I could.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I dropped this tape. You know, shit, me. You know,
when you go in to record now,
yeah,
to record like, do you know what it's gonna be before you start? Like, did you know what it was?
Sometimes
yeah. You just record and then knock it.
Most of the time, I just record.
And then figure it out later.
Yep.
I think that's important though, because you don't at that point you don't allow the if you think too hard, it probably will maneuver the process a little different for you. Just going.
I mean,
there.
You know, you got rappers that write at the house, mm-hmm. and, you know, and they incredible. That's what they do. That's what they good at. And then you got people like me that just hear the beat and think of two bars, go in the booth, and then finish the rest from there.
What's the strangest place you done wrote raps?
Shit. I write my raps in the studio.
You never write
anywhere
else?
I don't write at the house and none of that shit.
Yeah,
because
one of the homies, he said he write raps in the shower. One of the homies, he write raps on the toilet. Like,
yeah, they probably do. See, like, me, I'm in the most crazy place I wrote a rap was probably in the tour bus, because we had the studio in there.
Yeah. So it ain't nothing odd.
Yeah, it's nothing. Yeah,
now, there's a lot of artists out here. And I love the fact that there's a lot of variety out here on the West, in my opinion. I feel I like, because we remember when shit was dry out here. You know what I'm saying? The fact that you have so many talented individuals from different areas, different sections, how do you feel like you differentiate yourself from everybody else? Like, you know what I'm saying? What makes TC different from everybody else?
I'm a Crip, first of all. So yeah.
First and foremost. Yeah.
So, you know, you know, so many blood rappers and right. people infatuated with the color red, out of town, in town. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's a start right there. And you got me, G Perico, AD.
Shouts out, man.
D-Loke. So it's a Crip wave right now. So. Yeah.
No, but I again, I like that. I like that wave. I like that you represent your area. You really put your side on the map, which is obviously like, it gives perspective for other people that are not out here. What do you feel like somebody from a different area, different city, different country, what's been the most surprising or shocking comment that you've got? Like, damn.
Yeah, I got some crazy. I have fans in Germany.
Damn.
China.
TC the Local.
Yeah, like for real, like walk up to me with my mixtape. Or in London. No, not London, but it was a city close to London. It was in Europe. Well, and what is it?
So like, the UK somewhere.
I don't know where you're talking about. Now, I know. I've never been over there.
Anyway, it's like 30 minutes from London.
30 minutes from London. All right.
You know, so like, yeah.
So like Long Beach of London.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. But now this dude came up with a hard copy and asked me to sign it and all that. And I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Like, yeah, of course.
Reaching over that's wild, man.
Came up with a hard copy and I'm like, damn. So I was looked out.
Does that motivate you to go harder, or for you it's like, yeah, I knew it was gonna get to this point. Like, is it kind of like a confidence booster for you, or is it motivation?
It's like, damn, like you got to keep going. It's like you got shit like this happening. You gotta go harder.
Now, when you first started, like, in a closet, I'm talking about, like, mm-hmm. early days and shit.
Was rapping.
Yeah, sorry. First rapping in the closet.
You started off in the closet.
Right, yeah, my bad.
You know what I'm saying?
That'll be a soundbite like a motherfucker. Right, my bad.
You know what I'm saying? What are we talking about?
You first started rapping. Like, early days of rapping, but my point is, was that the whole intent to get to where you are and go beyond, or was it just something like a hobby? Just something like, fuck it, I'm going to just do what
it
just
was
to do.
For sure a hobby.
Didn't take it serious. Wasn't tripping.
Well, shit, my first song was Tooted and Booted.
Yeah.
On the original.
Wow.
And like, that was my first song. And then I just took advantage of that because it blew up so much. So Ty was my cousin. So I kind of knew already how to record or you know, what to do. He told me to buy my own equipment, and I did. And then I just started recording from there in my room.
Now, keep it solid. When the song took off and obviously you couldn't be on it, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did you feel about that? Shit started blowing.
Oh, yeah. I'm
shit
like, damn, what the fuck?
Did you feel some kind of way?
No. What's crazy is I knew I was going to be taken off before I even hit radio, but for some reason, it played for like the first 2 weeks, like the original version.
He's like, oh, nigga.
Played
so
for like
the
first, yeah. It was like the first 2 weeks it had the original version, and I was surprised off that.
Yeah.
So I already knew what was going to happen, but I'm like, I wasn't tripping because I still got paid for it. I still got my percentage. And I still get paid off that now.
Hey, man. Hey, that's all that matter, right? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Now, I know, like, and again, that goes with, you know, getting older, too. Like, people don't understand, like, the business. It's a fucking music business. It's not the homie business.
Hey,
so,
keep it solid. Did you really understand the business when you first started rapping? Like, did you?
I still don't understand a lot of the business.
Okay, because I was like, most of the homies that come from, like where we come from, like, they don't really understand the business, especially when some shit just take off out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, hold up, my nigga. Like,
for real.
I need this. What's going on with the brick? Like, you don't
I don't know how that percentage shit. I just signed up myself on BMI. Mm. and tooted and booted. And
oh, you a savvy young man.
I did it like, you feel me? Like,
he was sneaky. Yeah. He probably signed us more percentage.
I'm 30. The one, me and the homie. 70%. Me and the other homie, the one who put up the money. We didn't want to put up the money to get it on WorldStar in the first place. So we was doing all that. And then YG was just popping and Compton and all that. You feel me? LA, he was, because he been doing this.
Yeah.
So, you know, I went tripping.
And I saw you also in the movie.
Yeah. Blame It on the Streets.
The movie where y'all was, this is the part that I found hilarious, right? And this is my, it was called, what's the name of the movie? I'm tripping. I'm drawing a blank. YG movie.
Blame it on the Streets.
Okay, so Blame It on the Streets. Y'all was in the car and y'all was going to go check out a house or some shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, without going into detail, like, does that, how the fuck?
I don't know where the fuck you going. That's it.
In LA, that's some real shit.
Just .
You know, he's like, yeah. Not for me though.
Right.
But like, that's some real shit. Like, do you think that's exposing too much?
It's fucking too much. I knew that was coming. I mean, shit, you got all type of movies, man. You got fucking movies, they shoot penitentiary movies about the mafias and all type of shit. You got real fucking cartel movies that they expose and all type of shit.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of it because it's just real to us. Like, yeah, it's real to me right now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, even to Chuck. Like, oh, you know, yeah, some shit just happened to him, to his house.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah.
But a lot of that shit in that movie ain't real.
Right. Exactly. Allegedly, you know?
That shit all fake, man.
Don't believe that, kids. Kids, don't be doing
it's
that.
It's a movie.
Shit.
It's a movie. Right.
Yeah, it's a movie.
We make believe everything.
You feel me?
That's hilarious.
Now, when stuff like that comes on your plate, like, are you open to it? Like, yeah, I want to get into the movie. Want to get to the acting. Like, what's other things that you want to try to get into as far as just,
yeah, acting, know? Of course, you know. But right now, I'm just so focused on this music, trying to get this shit right. But you know, if the right opportunity comes,
why not? Yeah, to check there and all that.
Right on that.
What's your favorite song on the project right now?
Probably Obvious.
I like Obvious.
And Reckless.
I like Reckless too.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite one.
And you know, I was listening to, what's the name of this song? I'm finna tell you right now. Gotta Go.
Yeah.
Got to Go. Okay. Wiz actually was kind of doing his shit on there. When I'm listening to this, I could tell. Sometimes when I listen to a song with features, like, you got E-40 and Wiz on this record, right?
Yeah.
And I'm listening, they did their thing, whatever. Yeah. Then sometimes you can hear, like, when you get a verse back from, like, say a Wiz or say a Ty or whoever, you like, do you ever feel like, oh, I gotta redo my shit? Have you ever recut a verse because you heard?
I haven't.
Never.
But I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you.
You never question your verse when you got a verse back from somebody. Like, damn, I gotta step my shit up.
No, well, it's probably Vince Staples on Crippin', but I still kept my
Crippin'. My Crippin' ain't hard enough. I got to get a little extra Crippin' on this shit.
Well, yeah.
Extra Crippin', that nigga came.
No, because I noticed, like, we was talking to, like, Schoolboy Q and them, and I noticed that he was saying, like, it's all competitive in there. When they be in there, like, it be him and Dot or Rock or whoever it be, like, in there, Soul going at it, like, they'll hear a verse, like, oh, you got to let me redo my shit. And it just be like that, and the songs will never fucking get done.
I mean, that's a good mentality to have, but
sharpen iron. What did it say? Iron sharpens iron. You know what I'm saying? Got to make people tighter in each situation.
And also, hold on real quick. Who's your homie, Marley Blue? Who's that?
That's my homie. He from MTM, Midtown native.
Yeah, he kind of hard too.
Yeah, that's my guy.
I fuck with that shit too.
Do you ever, like, when you were talking about earlier about rearranging, like, the project? Like you said, obviously here are some songs that weren't on it now, right? Mm-hmm. So what's your whole process of changing shit up? Do you feel like, oh, this sounds better with the sequence of the album, or I came off harder in this song? Like, how do you end up switching shit around for you?
Yeah, the second one.
Song
was way harder.
Way better.
Put this on there, and I got better production as time went on.
Yeah, gotcha.
And stuff like that, so, you feel me? So,
what do you end up doing with the older songs?
Archive.
Just let it go.
Yeah, I probably, if the verse was good, I'd use that verse on something else or something like that.
How many songs you think you got archived right now that didn't make it?
About like 20.
So you don't record hella extra songs if you're going to go in on one project?
Nah. I like to put, like, you mean like putting a lot of songs on one project?
No, I'm saying, like, do you record these? Like, Ty, I know he got like
a million
songs.
He got a million.
He'll be playing me. Hell, I'll be at the crib and he'll just be playing me shit nonstop. And I'm like, bro, those 12, my nigga, like, stop. You know what I'm saying? Like,
now, he definitely has more than me for sure.
But so
mine's like half of that.
You not like that. You don't record just 100 songs for 12 to go on a project.
Nah, whatever. Maybe if I had the right beats like he be having, I would. You know, mine's real selective.
So you go in and very strategic and just boom, that one. That
some days I record to a whack beat knowing I can switch the beat later on and I just still do the song just so I get something done because I ain't got the beat I really want.
Yeah.
But most of the time I just wait for
something. What's your least favorite verse?
On this one? None of them.
That was a trick question. It's like, what the fuck?
I know, right?
Okay, what's your least favorite song on the project?
It's one that barely made it. Put it like that.
That was bad.
Oh, yeah. So you want me to make it feel better? Okay.
Yeah, feel better, man.
He's like, yeah, say it a little nicer. Right.
Which one barely made the track? Got to Go, probably.
Got to Go?
Yeah.
Damn.
Go ahead, my bad.
No, go ahead.
And I was going to say, have you ever been in a situation he was talking about earlier? We know that you haven't re-recorded your shit, but have you ever got a verse back from anybody and was like, bro, you got to step it up, or can you give me another one?
Tell him. I mean, would you? I would.
I mean, if it's the homie.
Yeah. But I'm saying, if you're trying to make a song better and somebody don't step some shit up, you tell him, right?
Yeah, I tell him, yeah.
Gotcha.
I do.
Damn. Who's the last person you told that to?
He's like, come on, my nigga.
That's great. I didn't know.
He over there laughing.
I mean, it happened.
Look at the homies. It's dying. They like, I know. Yeah, we heard that weak ass verse. That shit was weak. What?
It happened to a lot of the homies. It happened to me before. Some Tide tracks from a long time ago. I tell Reem to switch up some verses sometime. Marley Blue, D-Lo. They tell me.
That's good, though. Never stop doing that, though. Like, you got to have that because
I tell Tyler, what are you doing?
You told Ty to
if it's a song I don't like,
he
might not listen.
Why not? You got to let him know, though.
He might not listen, but I'll let him know. Like,
but it's been one of his songs, though. It hasn't been one of his songs.
I think that's so important, bro. Yeah. Like, always keep it solid with the homies.
It's no hater shit, you know, but you got to word it right these days.
Yeah, because you wanted me to word that shit differently. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What's a weak ass song on your project? What shit is weak, man?
now for you, how important is quantity over quality? Like, you just dropped the project, right? Mm-hmm. Are you focused on the next project that's coming out, or you want to let this kind of marinate for a while before you drop the next one?
I'm going to let it marinate a little bit.
This project. This is a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to let it marinate. But that's what's wrong with the West Coast. We let all our shit marinate. You know, everybody else be dropping
shit.
Exactly.
Feel me? Exactly.
True.
They be dropping. Right. Down south, they be dropping shit. So I want to get on that, you know, that stage, you know, that platform to just keep dropping shit. But right now, I'm going to let it marinate a little bit.
Gotcha.
Now, I was listening to the song, what's it? This Ain't Love, featuring Big TC and D-Lo, right? Yeah. Have I heard this before? Or probably, maybe I heard it in the studio.
Yeah, probably. Because they did their verses in jail.
In jail. That's what I'm saying. They did it. Because I can tell, like, because it sounded like when I was listening to Big TC on Free TC.
Mm-hmm.
And I could hear, like, I know what that sound, I know how they record and shit like that. So, like, was this done specifically for your project? Or?
Nah, it was actually for their project at first.
It was for theirs?
Yeah, it was for theirs. And then I love the shit so much, and then Big TC wanted me to just have it. He was like, nah, I want you to have
put it.
Put
it on your shit.
Put it on my
shit. Now, how's that situation like? Because I know y'all been really pressing the line as far as, like, bringing awareness and trying to get, like, awareness on incarcerations, like, unjust.
Yeah.
Like, all that kind of shit. Like, how's that stuff going?
Let him tell it. It's going cool. Let Big TC tell it. He said everything is under control, and you know, the people that's working on that is actually doing what they need to be doing right now. So, you know, I'm just keeping faith.
Because I remember at Ty's when Ty released his album, and all of y'all, it was like is that where the movement came from? Between all of y'all, what y'all had going on?
Yeah, you can say that.
Because I remember hearing something about when he said, I want you to explain the movement too in a second, but. Going back to when he dropped his album, it was a lot of press around that. Yeah. Like, people being incarcerated, wrongful convictions and shit like that. And I think that...
It's still going on.
Yeah. And it's still going on, but I think that that's dope that y'all use...
That platform
to do that. But talk about the movement.
Yeah, but to still be on that topic, Ty always said he was gonna name his first album Free TC. You feel me? So I'm glad he stuck with that.
Yeah.
And then the movement, you know, that's the label right now. That's what I'm signed to, Ty Dolla $ign. I can't really, you know, my memory's bad. I smoke too much fucking weed.
My memory's bad too. I don't even smoke.
At least you got a reason.
But I remember we was thinking of a name, you know, and we had a couple of names, and Ty had to name the movement, and And, you know, I was like, that's cool. And then the more we said it, you know, the more we just kept pushing it, the better it got. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't sign to like a year later after we came up with the name. And then we got me, 24 Hours, D-Lo,
yep.
Angel, and I'm Todd.
Do you think it's easy to work with the homies versus other people? Is it easier to work with the homies?
Because
I feel like when you work with like, me and him been doing this shit forever, but yeah. I feel like when you work with a group, it's a little different because like sometimes you might need something done and it's like, oh, that's the homie.
That's the homie angle trip.
Exactly.
It'd be like, oh, no, I need it today though.
Like, yeah. Money now. Shit, we got
do you
deadline.
Notice that or is that?
Yeah, that can happen. That can happen a lot.
But is it, do you like it better or?
Nah, I mean, it's cool. I'm not complaining about nothing because at the end of the day, you got to do shit yourself too. You feel me? Like, so it's only certain shit. And then you're not really dealing with the homie. You're dealing with, you know, the people that's working for the homie.
True.
You feel
true
me?
Yeah, yeah.
So they always answer back on time when it's, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
How have you done with as far as transitioning, man? Because I know, you know, you out and about, but a lot of people think, like, for instance, people may still hit you up that rap that want to get on the album or the song, and it's like, it's not that easy, man. Like, yeah. You need to step your shit up. How do you deal with those conversations where the homies want to try to get on or, you know, want to try to step their shit up, but they're not necessarily at that level
that
yet?
That level. I mean, I got a couple little homies that I like their shit.
Right.
So I fuck with them. But yeah. Anybody else, you know, I just ask them what's their budget.
Gotcha.
You
know, so hit them with that.
Scare them off.
Exactly. Yeah. Right away. Budget? What you mean, budget?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we definitely not talk about this.
To this day, what do you think, like, because you be on tour. I mean, you be on the road a lot.
Yeah.
And I be watching. I be jealous a little bit. Looking at y'all shit. But where's been the, like, where you went somewhere and he's like, this is epic. Like.
Well, like, anywhere. Like
Wherever it was.
Well, I'm not too hyped on overseas. Like,
really?
Yeah, because my phone don't work. If it do work, my bill's extra high. The food's horrible. Right. I mean, shout out to Europe and you know, yeah, and all right. That.
Bring me back.
Bring me back.
Bring me back. What
bring
I'm
me
saying?
Back. But,
the food is horrible. Yeah. It's important to me, too, because I'm a fat motherfucker.
For real, it's like horrible.
So but what's been the experience where you like, this is fucking dope?
But, shit. New York and Miami.
You said, fuck, we keeping the U.S. I'm this motherfucker.
Yeah, for real. Because, like, I love, every time I go to either one of those, it was Atlanta at one point, it was all three, but now Atlanta kind of dropped off. Gotcha. It's still cracked, but yeah. New York, I just love New York and Miami.
Is it the energy, the vibe, the shows?
Yeah, it's what like, it? It's the energy, the vibe, the shows, the scenery. Like, it actually looks different. Mm.
Okay.
You feel me? It actually looks different. But I love Dubai, except for I couldn't smoke no weed.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah, somebody else was telling us about that, where they went
China,
over...
well, I mean, not China, Tokyo was crazy. I always wanted to go there, so that was like, that's...
Maybe, you could smoke weed in Tokyo, though.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
He's like, I don't know if it's legal, right? Yeah, but we for sure smoked it.
Yeah, but we did.
What were you saying, though?
That's probably, I can say that one, too, because that was like, I always wanted to go there, and then just seeing that was crazy, too. Like,
are they still on? Because when I went to Tokyo, when I went to Japan, they was on some super L.A. gang.
Yeah, bands. They are.
That's what they on?
They are. G. Perico had fans out there. Oh, yeah. Like, they had the Soul Way Out shirts and all
Japanese
that.
People with perms and shit.
They
like,
all the way turned.
They
Japan.
Love the West Coast. They low love, riders yes, and all that.
Yep.
I'm hearing about that shit all the time, man.
They love
do you
shit.
Find yourself taking, do you find yourself living in the moment, or are you kind of just like, man, I'm just here? Like, do you enjoy it? Because I noticed, like, once you get acclimated to it, it's kind of like whatever. It's kind of just going to work kind of thing. Yeah. But then, like, the homies who be back in the hood, they don't get to experience that shit. So I noticed they was, when I was traveling like that, they was, like, living through me. It's like, send us pictures. Like, is it like that for you, too?
Yeah, fake as fuck, which means kind of, sort of.
Kind of, sort of. Fake as fuck.
I'm going to chamber
that one. That's what that means.
He's like, writing that shit down. Fake as fuck. Write that down. What people for? I guess moving forward, are there any features that you look forward to having on anybody that you possibly looked up to when you starting out or growing up that you want to get on, you know, future projects or want to be featured with? Not even
Gucci
true.
Man.
Gucci.
I always fucked with Gucci when I was younger.
Hey, how do you what do you think about his transition? Like
the new Gucci.
You see, it's
new
crazy because like I always fucked with Gucci. Yeah. You feel me? So when him and Young Jeezy used to go at it, I'd be like, oh, Jeezy's boof, Gucci, and everybody be like, Jeezy's this, Jeezy's that. But now I look
everybody,
at them, I'm like, look at Gucci.
I told y'all.
He's at the top. So it's like, I fuck with Gucci the whole transition, you know? Like, he grown up, shit.
Yeah. Do you think that, you see that something? That's something in your future to be like, not necessarily to be Gucci, but to take that path where he's smiling all the time. It seemed like he's a brand new person.
He looks happy.
Yeah, he's happy as fuck.
He look happy.
Do you see yourself like getting married? Doing the whole
come on, you can't just say that shit. No, I ain't gonna see myself getting married. Nah, yeah. You can't do that,
bro. You got a girl, right?
Yeah, you can't do that, man.
He's like, yeah, shut the fuck up.
Shut your motherfucking ass up.
I got a girl fake as fuck.
He gonna fuck your home up. Hey,
Now I got a girl. I can see my. Yeah, I see myself getting married. All that
soon.
No, don't do that.
Not soon.
Hey, the homies is like, go to commercial.
Internet, nigga. No commercials. Internet, nigga.
Go, yeah. All right.
Say two.
That's hella funny.
That was funny.
Nope. We always.
He was gesturing like, nah, you don't know she's tripping right now.
Now, I was going to ask, like, usually we ask people, like, before the year ends, what's one thing that you want to make sure that you do? Like, what's one thing on maybe your bucket list, goals, whatever the case may be? Now, album's out, you promote now, you doing what you got to do, but before the year ends, TC got to do what? TC?
For sure.
A show.
An LA show. I never did a solo.
Your own show.
My own show. Yeah, and that's already in the works right now. So.
Dope. You should do that.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be done.
I think that's gonna be kind of dope.
It's gonna be done. Yeah, it's getting done.
It's gonna be kind of crazy, but it's gonna be kind of dope.
No, it's gonna be lit.
Yeah. Quick question: have you heard? Speaking of your shit, have you listened to Snoop's shit? Make America Crip Again?
No, I haven't.
I thought that, like, because who was we talking to? We was talking to somebody about it, and they was like,
I think D-Lug listened. You listen to that shit, D-Lug?
He said he listened to a few of them. Okay, well, would you ever, would you ever name some shit like that?
I mean, I think he was going off the Donald Trump shit.
No, I know he was going off the Donald Trump.
Yeah, so it makes sense, so.
But I'm saying, would you do that?
Let's make America, probably not.
It just sounds like, wait, and then what's your man's name? What's your name again?
D-Lo.
No, Jeremy. Jeremy would probably be like,
nope.
No.
Not have.
No, we're not doing that. We're not going to do that, TC. We're going to do something else.
But that's Snoop, man. He get away with all. Of course, he can say he could
on
the radio.
Anything. Snoop could do
anything. He got a show with Martha Stewart, bro. It's like he can do anything at this point. Like,
that is true.
He could do anything.
I don't think like you or Perico can get away with doing, doing a cooking show right now.
Not right now.
That shit might
cooking
be
with Crips.
Nah, I'll be out
cooking with Crips.
I'll be out there with the
track. We want a percentage.
Jeremy, write that down, huh?
Yeah, we want a percentage of that.
Cooking with Crips.
Cooking with Crips. Do you think, now, real quick, want to touch on this. Have you seen the Tyrese videos?
Oh, yes, I have. I've been laughing.
Now, in music, you do music, you're around musicians all the time. Do you think it's a place for that? Like,
yeah, no, you can't do shit like that.
Okay.
You can't express. Bruh. You can't get in your feelings off the social macking.
You ain't never been in your feelings on the internet.
I have.
Yeah, but you can't.
But not like that.
Right. What'd you say when you was in your feelings on the internet?
Like, stupid bitch.
Oh, some girl shit.
Yeah, like, I mean. Oh, no, I'm not in no feelings on the homie shit like that. No.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't even know what he was in his feelings for. I just been seeing the crime video and all the remixes.
Well, and all
I don't even know exactly what the fuck.
I think
it was because of his daughter.
Oh, see? Okay.
Yeah, he basically wants full custody of his daughter or something like that, and the baby mom is tripping.
Okay, so
he's like really crying, like, bro, like, I really love my daughter, I want custody or whatever. So I mean, I guess I can understand. I'm not a parent. Okay.
Not a parent either, but I still understand it. But I don't know.
Just taking it to social media to that capacity was just like,
you know your shit's gonna go viral.
Right, right.
You already know that.
But see, you know what? I don't think that was the standalone issue. It was the stuff that led up to it, like his issue with The Rock and all that bullshit. And then that happened. It was like, all right, bro.
But see, I didn't know it was about his daughter. Then I feel a little bad.
Yeah, so it's different. Yeah.
It was still funny as fuck. 50 Cent going ham. Fucking Michael Blackston.
Yeah, I see Michael Blackston traded the dark skinned version of him to all the lights.
Tyrese taking L's right now.
It's all bad,
man.
It's all bad.
I don't even know why he tripping on The Rock.
Well, I think he having money problems, and so they pushed the movie back that they were supposed to do. I heard, this was in the rumor.
Nah, that's what happened. They pushed that shit.
Pushed the movie back, and so he's supposed to make some money doing this movie. They pushed his money back, so now apparently he having money problems. But whatever. Gotcha. That's to each his own. You ever see yourself, not necessarily expressing yourself like that, mm-hmm. but do you ever find yourself wanting to do some shit?
I do.
All the time on the internet? Yeah. Like, say some shit on Instagram? I do. They get me fucked up.
I do.
So what? How do you stop yourself? Or do you do the homies check you? Or like, what
happened? No. I just don't do it. Because like, it's like, it's pointless. Because if I, at the end of the day, however I'm feeling, I can call the person.
Directly,
or, you know, pull up or something like
that. Yeah, because I noticed that, like, I think that's attention, like, when people do that. Yeah. Like, because I'm an at the person. Right. If I'm going to do it, I'm an at the person.
Well, I mean, then you got...
And if you at, that's cool. Yeah. I guess. Still, you're in your feelings. I mean,
is adding better than not adding the person?
Yeah.
Okay, so you still maintain your solidness if you add them?
Depending on what you say.
Okay. Why not just pull up? Like, why?
Well, I might not know him like that. I might not know where he at.
I mean, with social media, everybody tells what they doing anyway.
No, I'm saying, but if it's like, say Tyrese. But if
you order, okay, I got you.
You don't know how to pull up on Tyrese right now, so you at him. Like, hey, my name, I'm just how I'm feeling. Yeah.
You know, like, I'll let you know something real quick.
That nigga went big.
Yeah, how's been your transition from let's say street life to business world? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of people aren't able to acclimate to the business side, especially with the music industry. How do you find yourself handling it? Like, saying, all right, you know what? Let me keep this shit just strictly music and leave the street shit to street shit.
I just remember telling myself, you know, I'm not about to do this no more. You feel me? Like, the shit I was doing, you know, the only shit I knew at the time.
Right.
And then really Tootie and Booty helped me, you feel me? To bring it back to that. Mm-hmm. And me buying my own equipment. And then it's just like, this was fun to me now, you feel me? And then I couldn't see myself throwing it away doing this, you feel me?
A lot of people do that. And I noticed that a lot of young people, that never really happens in any other genre of music. Like, you don't see the new rock group go to jail for life.
Yeah.
Or the new country singer go to jail for life. That only be happening to us. And I think that's because, like you said, you don't get out of this to do this. You have to make a choice at some point. Exactly. Like, you get rid of Bobby Shmurda's and what's his name?
But see, you know, Bobby Shmurda, you know, I don't really blame people like Bobby Shmurda's or Kodak Black's that go to jail, because when I was their age, I was doing the same shit.
Right.
You feel me? So it was, because when you don't give a fuck. You feel me? It's like, fuck you. At a point in my time, I didn't care if I went to jail. None of that. Like,
it's whatever.
I didn't give a fuck. Like,
and you got a system in place that's gonna give you higher. Like you said, of course you're not gonna see the rock group do that shit, because it's not gonna be all over media. It's not. They're not gonna hand them the same numbers that they hand like young black males and shit too. And
that's true.
They want to make examples out of hip hop. Let's just be perfectly honest about that too. Shit. You know what I'm saying? It's no fucking coincidence that he has one of the biggest songs, and then he's, you know, going away for some time. You know what I'm saying?
Free TK, though.
Exactly. That's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I heard. How much time does he get?
I don't know. I know he fighting some shit, though.
He got all day or something, didn't
like
he?
He already got it?
No, not yet. Oh, he said no. Damn. I was like, bro, like. But see, that's another thing, too. I don't necessarily agree. I'm not saying we're to blame in hip-hop. I'm just saying that we do glorify a lot of different shit, and we do put ourselves in different positions. Right. Like, you know, you shouldn't be going to the house party on the east side if you from over here. You doing this? Like, why you put yourself in a position by not making?
Nah, see, D-Look. D-Look used to always tell me, like, when I first started gangbanging and shit, like nigga, just don't do no, like, only bullshit happened to booth niggas, and like, you know, not to go here. You know, you feel me? Like I know, like, he laced me on all type of shit. You feel me? Like,
but see, that's important, because you had somebody to give you wisdom.
Yeah.
And, but see, that's also a testament to your character, because not only do you listen in the streets, you listen in the studio. Mm-hmm. So that's a character thing. Yeah. That, because if it would be different, if you wasn't gonna listen in the street, you're not gonna listen in the studio. Mm-hmm. So that's also why you have success in the streets, then you have success in music, because you have the knowledge and the wherewithal to be like, all right, this person is giving me some sound advice. Let me take it and run with it. Most people don't necessarily do that. They fight. They go against the grain. Like, or they want to prove that they know what they talking about, or I can do whatever I want to do, and then that's how you end up in those situations.
Yeah.
So if you're talking to like your younger self, what would be for you, or like when you get advice from cats like that, what allows you to apply that and say? Because a second ago you said when Tootin' and Booted happened,
it allowed you to say, okay, fuck it, I got my kind of my way out. But for the cats,
I still did it
right. So for the cats that don't have that, or let's say you like you had it and still we get in those situations, what would be something that you now could tell yourself then to make you stop in your ways at that point? I guess I don't know. Is that something like a maturity thing?
Because man, like believe it or not, like people learn best from their own mistakes.
Gotcha.
You feel me? Like you could tell shit. My mama used to like shit. She was a kid before, but I'm still looking at her like she don't know what she's talking about.
Right.
Like she ain't been through what I'm going through.
Real
or my
shit.
Pops, like you ain't been this age before, and they have. And I still look at them like they're stupid just because I'm young, you know. And I just you just learn from your mistakes. You feel
gotcha.
Me?
Gotcha.
I feel like that's the best way to learn.
All right, real quick, how do you feel about the state of the West Coast, like at musically right now? You feel like we're in a good space? You feel like we?
I feel like it's the same.
Same shit?
Been the same shit. Mm-hmm.
Since Tooted and Booted?
Nah, I feel like, you know, first of all, Pusha Inc, you know, period, started the whole fucking 100%. Rap in L.A. shit going crazy.
Agreed.
You feel me?
100%.
You feel me? Then that's what got everybody wanting to rap in L.A., I feel like. So I feel like we started that and yeah. But so it's different from Tooted and Booted. Yeah. But
because well, I feel like that's when it was started.
Yeah.
That's when the new shit started all over again. So
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Back
since
back.
Then.
Yeah.
So
you feel like we in a good space? You feel like we progressed since then?
Yeah, we progressed. Yeah. I mean, we just a lot of LA local artists. You feel me?
True.
I mean, some of us that's, you know, known across the country. But for the most part, we just West Coast artists. But we getting up there. It's progressing.
I like the mentality that you got because it's more or less you're not content with it, which is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? It's
like
okay
I'm
to
home.
Have success.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Like I'm good just being in my city type thing.
But it's like, nah, fuck that. There's somewhere else to be. Like, and we always
for
talk
sure.
about that too. Like in terms of this shit, to take over, motherfuckers gotta have national records. You know what I'm saying? And that's
for
why
real.
we big up Ty because of that too as well. It's like he's putting on. Like that that's dope, the fact that you're able to kind of transcend the shit and make it global. We need everybody else to do the same shit.
Exactly.
And if you're not on that, then what are you doing this shit for?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You have anything that you like any long-term goals? Like, you know how like some people want to, I saw Tyrese just bought his people a house and like, you have anything like that you?
I just want to be financial. My long-term goal is to be financial enough where I can take care of the people around me. Because if I could do that, then I know I'm good.
Yeah. Just, all right. Yeah, for sure.
Damn. What would, if you wasn't rapping, what would you be doing?
Trapping, no,
probably.
Nah,
allegedly.
Allegedly.
If I wasn't rapping, I'd be shit. Fleas, knees, knock, macking.
Hey. Hey, you know
Fleas, knees. Hold on, let me.
Translation.
Urban
nah. Because we were talking to Game, was it about a year ago? We said, if you wasn't rapping, or if, what do people know you for? If people don't know something that you do, he's like, he plays the trombone. Niggas didn't, or the trumpet. I'm sorry, the trumpet. He said he played the trumpet. Do you have any hidden talents that people don't know about that people may not even?
My acting, but that's really not hidden because
they can see it on the movie, right?
Yeah. So besides that,
any sports you play? None of that?
I mean, nah. I was good in sports when I was younger, but I broke so many bones just going through so much shit.
What'd you play?
Not even breaking my bones playing sports.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
That's what that bullshit, huh?
But yeah, I'm just saying. So my body's fucked up, so I couldn't even play no fucking sports.
I can't find nothing. I can't.
You're not supposed to be able to find
no,
nothing.
No, I'm looking on WebMD. Ain't no fleas or knock knees. Knock
That's
mac.
Good.
I mean, fleas, knees, knock, macking.
Yeah.
Shut your ass up, dog.
Fleas, knock, macking.
I'm trying to find this shit on WebMD. You know, see what the treatment is for that.
I'll tell you after the show.
How involved are you in the process of actually making a record? Like, are you in there, all right, let's get this beat like this? Or, you know what I'm saying, as far as the whole recording process, do you let the producers produce and do that and you just record? Or do you kind of have a hand in that? And also, part two of that, when it comes to videos, are you visually inclined with all that as well with the director?
Yeah, I'm right there. Even when the mixing with my songs, I'm right there. Like, I don't like this, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Producers. For the most part, I just get beat sent, but then when I'm in the studio with them, I like them to do their own thing. You feel me? And if it's something I don't like, then I'll tell them. But for the most part, they just do their own thing.
Got it.
You seem real level and chill. Like, what excites you? Like, what do you get? It's like, woo! Like,
money.
Yeah.
Money. That's it?
Money. Yeah, for the most part.
So somebody got a bag for you, like, woo, we going to get
Pull
it.
Pull up.
I'm already spending it before I get it.
Oh shit. You
got a problem. Which brings me to my next point. What's the crazy shit that you spent some on? You like, fuck, why did I do that?
You thought about it after.
Why did I fucking spend this shit on
some that? Some Celine glasses.
Some glasses?
Some Celine glasses. Oh, okay. That I lost. Like,
you lost them. Are you one of them dudes who be like losing your shit in the airport or like leaving the iPad on the plane type?
For the most part, I mean, it happens. It happens.
I just hate them motherfuckers.
It definitely happens, but Ty got that worse. Where's my glasses?
Oh, shit.
Because he got so many people that's supposed to hold it or something.
Yeah.
Where's my house keys? Like, nigga, you ain't got no house keys.
Your house.
Yeah.
He said, yo, house keys, stupid ass. That's dope. Last thing.
You said it like five times.
I know. Whatever. So if money gets you excited, what makes you angry?
Like Losing it. I got a gambling problem.
Oh, what's your gamble of choice?
Everything.
Dice cards.
Props. Blackjack.
Betting. Bovado. DraftKings. Vegas.
All that
shit. Oh, shit. You really be on it.
Yeah. It's bad. I mean, it's not bad.
What do you think? You're like,
could have been worse. It was so one point in time I was in Hollywood Casino every day.
I told him
to ban me. I didn't even do nothing, but I still told him to ban me. Like, we can't ban you. You didn't do anything. I was like, God damn it.
I'll take off when you ready.
Yeah, like.
Who I got to fuck
up? Who I got to fuck up in here to get banned?
Big bad.
For real, but it ain't that bad now, so that stopped. So right now it's just little shit, but it ain't even bad. I'm just having fun with it now.
Yeah, I fuck with the crab table.
Yeah.
Like, we can fuck around and do shit.
There y'all go, man.
Hey, crab tables be lit.
Oh, my gosh. I hit them every time, though. I don't really lose.
That's good. Yeah. I hit them too, but then I won't
keep
leave.
Keep going. I'm about to say you.
Oh, you want to walk away?
Walk away.
I mean, that's my problem too. Like, I just
can't do
where,
it.
How much have you been up and then went back down?
I was up six bands and lost the whole six bands.
Shit.
Off $300 too.
Oh,
man,
that's how bad it is for me.
Oh yeah, you tripping? I would have walked away. $1,200.
It was me and Reem there.
Damn.
Reem started with $100. He had like two bands. I had six. He like, let's go to the mall.
Yeah,
Reem. I ain't gonna lie. That was probably the smartest he ever been that day. Like, let's go to the mall. Are we good? I'm like, no, I need 10.
And Reem younger too, so he be in the level headed
for sure.
So you want to even out with that 10?
Yeah, I wouldn't take a no for an answer.
What would you have stopped at?
I didn't stop. 10.
No, where would you have
said
stopped?
10.
At 10, you
but
walk.
But I can't even say.
Yeah, he would have.
I gotta hit him for 20.
I got 20. I'm gonna go for 20. We out of here.
Oh,
man. It was me betting $1,000, losing that, then trying to bet another $1,000 to get it back, and it just went downhill from there.
All bad.
All right.
Realness Over Millions 2 available right now. Going to grab that. Yeah. Support that, man. TC4800. Appreciate you coming on through, man. As always, is there anything you want to tell the fans, the people? That are listening right now. Anything you
look out for this show. All my LA fans, yeah, everywhere, look out for this show. I want everybody to get a ticket and come support.
Yeah.
And don't hit me asking for no backstage Mackins.
There we go.
Don't hit them. No, you hear that, Chuck?
Man, come on, man. Get your ass up, man. Twitter, Instagram, how can I get in contact with you, bro?
Instagram, TC the Loc, TCDALOC _MTM. Twitter, TC4800, TECEE4800. And check out the SoundCloud too. It just hit. I barely just set my SoundCloud up after all these years it's been out.
Wow.
But it just hit a total of 1 million plays on
my
SoundCloud.
Man. Congratulations,
so,
bro.
Shout out to that.
Oh, amazing. Shit. You went platinum on SoundCloud. Shit, you know what I mean? That's crazy.
Yeah.
So if it's realness over millions, that means you could forfeit your first million to me. Then you could be real.
That was
you
funny.
Stay real.
Wow. No? Nah, it's not gonna happen, bro. All
right, I'm just trying to get it.
That was funny. That was good.
Good one.
Money excited. You know
what I'm saying? All right, man. TC, appreciate you coming on through, man. Yeah. It's Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle. DJ Hell. DJ Hell. We up out.
West Coast.